And we will be doing the study session.
Study session.
Regarding board goals. Dr. Henman.
Thank you, President Paulus, members of the board. I'm actually going to leave the stage and go down below. The presentation will be green, so I'm going to go ahead and go down below, and I'll continue from there.
Thank you.
So it's difficult to set goals for the 16-17 school year. We don't have some of the data of 15-16. However, we did an extensive presentation on update of our 15-16 goals with you, and I think you would acknowledge that we've done a very good job of meeting the goals that we had set for. We just can't set the final numbers until we get that sum of the data. We'll talk a little bit about that as we go. So what we'd like to do is, per board direction, is to continue to take the school district to the next level. We started out with the 15-16 goal, which again, I want to convince them about what they did. And reaching those goals, I think you'll see the sum of goals when they come in have actually moved our district forward. But those were the baseline goals. Now we can actually put real data to real results based on your vision. So that being said, I will continually say, based on 15-16 summit goals, although we believe we will hit those as a baseline. So I'm going to start out, and again, I'm going to ask that we present all of the goals to you, and then this is a draft. Okay. Any information that you want to share with us that they're your goals that you want to put in, by all means, we'll have the time to do that. So, moving to the 16-17 goals, we want to increase our ELA, English Language Arts, Common Core by 3% as compared to 15-16. Here's a perfect example. We don't have, we'll be able to show you the final ELA scores that we have. So we have the 14-15 ELA scores. We don't have the 15-16 because they're taking them right now. But what you'll have is, as we move through progressively longitudinally, is you'll be able to see that bar graph of growth. So 3% on top of 3% on top of whatever you decide, 2%, 5%. And I would ask the board to think longitudinally, because a three-year growth goal over 10 years is a 30% growth, which is pretty significant, which is why I think a number may not look like a big wow, but over time, that exponentially grows, which is the problem historically with CSD scores, is a school would celebrate because they went up by 20 points on their API, and they wouldn't say anything the next year when they dropped 35. But then they'd celebrate like crazy the next year when they went up 20, but longitudinally, you actually had growth. So again, I commend the board for looking at this as a longitudinal goal in their growth. So the same with math, on the 4% by 3%. Decrease the number of students receiving D's and F's in the core content classes by 5%.
When we presented in February, we showed that we were monitoring that particular goal and we're making progress. So we feel very confident by the end of the year we will absolutely meet the goal from last year and continue to make progress for next year with the same decreasing D's and F's by 5%.
We're very encouraged with the movement there. Implement and monitor a multi-tier response intervention academic support system district-wide.
This year we spent the year developing the RTI or response intervention model. So next year is going to be the implementation phase and the monitoring phase. At the end of the year, then we will evaluate and make any adjustments that we feel necessary.
Moving to the next box, expand advanced placement international baccalaureate course enrollment and offering. The reason, you might notice we took off PSAT because we asked to grow that exponentially by 50%. Well, the board decided to help purchase the PSAT and make it a test for all. Well, we hit the maximum. So there's nowhere to go. We'll continue to offer the PSAT for all students. However, the whole purpose of the PSAT is to do a diagnostic and prepare students with SAT and ACT last year, we have a big challenge about increasing the total amount of our graduating students who are AP eligible by 2%.
So as you know, this year we conducted a transcript audit of our senior class before the year started. We've also now done a transcript audit of our juniors, and our students have also created four-year plans that align with A-G.
Yeah, I really want to commend Margaret, since she's standing here. The work that we've done in college and career is really going to pay a big dividend in the future. I think you'll see those numbers. The next item is increase the number of students passing the AP or IB exam. We invested in some software to help supplement the actual instruction that goes on in the classroom. We have a ways to go here, so I'm very, very curious and hopeful that our pass rates in AP and IB will show some growth based on the work we've done so far. But once we have those results, well, of course, we'll share with you those results in the early fall. That will set the 2% mark from that point, and hopefully it'll be a third tier of moving forward. Next item, expand academic support system to ensure students and parents understand the requirements of college and career readiness in the 21st century.
So this year we had 9 total college events sponsored specifically through the district office. We will continue those events through the district office, as well as the school sites having their own. And then we will continue to utilize programs such as SHMOOP and APEX and NAVIAM to increase our college and career readiness.
It moves us to the third box. Western Community Unified School District classrooms will offer the highest quality instruction through rigorous lesson design that integrate critical thinking, communication, collaboration, and creativity. The first goal is to implement the UCI math project to support the creation and implementation of a 6-8 mathematics curriculum and benchmark assessment.
So this last year, we were able to access that particular curriculum. The teachers were really receptive to it. We feel that it'll really help us implement the Common Core in mathematics. And so this year we are fully implementing the UCI math units.
Okay. Next item is to increase the use of data collection and assessment development with tools such as Illuminate. We'll want to point out that data is everything. Data driven, but needs to be clear, concise data, not what Rick DeBoer calls drip data, which is data-rich, information poor. It's not our goal to give the board a stack of 100 pages of data like the old reports used to come. Real, concise, clear data to help show students.
And part of that data we have access to from the CDE for Smarter Balance, and we disaggregate the data in a number of different ways. We also utilize Illuminate, where teachers can actually create their own assessments and they compile the data, and this also gives them an opportunity to use those results to see if they're approaching the goals for the year in some assessments. We're also using the State Department CAS test, the interim assessments. We started that last year. This is a great way to prepare for the actual state testing, summative testing.
Okay. Next item is implement units of study for ELA and math for all grade levels. I think one of the things that we put a lot of time in is Common Core, but the board has been very clear that they would like to see uniformity between the schools. We haven't had that, both social, emotional, and also in our curriculum, but we've come a long way. But the goal here is actually implementation. Cheryl.
Okay, so we have developed some units of study this past summer, and those will be implemented in the school year. But then for the following year, we will end up either developing more units or purchasing units of study, which are now available, to complete the curriculum.
And of course, we couldn't do any of this without a PLC. Call it what you will. But you couldn't do it without teams of educators working together, team teachers being on the same page. The board has approved a significant amount of funds for training. Interestingly enough, and initially there was a little bit of pushback because teachers love to teach and they want to be in the class with their kids. And I will tell you honestly, if they don't see value in that time away from their kids, they will let us know. Pushback more than just the initial my discussions with you, sharing those discussions with staff, staff being now with principals to develop this next step of goals. And that one in particular came directly from principals, that they really want to continue to expand upon the community. All right, moving to behavior. West Community Unified School District will maintain high expectations for student behavior by holding all students accountable. Students will be taught to be responsible members of our school communities by providing them opportunities to meet societal norms. First goal, establish response to intervention model behavioral district-wide. And second bullet point, establish behavioral intervention program district-wide. Yes, they sound the same, but they're not.
Well, as you said earlier, we are in the process of implementing the academic RTI. So this is our year now to develop the behavioral RTI throughout the district. And we also have, in addition to that, the behavior intervention program, which Capturing Kids' Hearts will be put into place for K through 8. This is, as Dr. Motton spoke at the last board meeting, it strengthens the kids' connectedness to their teachers and their kids for a positive behavior plan.
Next bullet point is probably one of the ones that I am most sensitive to. Continue Human Relations Task Force and Secretary of Sarge cites an anti-bullying program. They'll have to tell you some of the experiences that we've had in our own district. On both those levels, I sent an article today about the rise of those types of situations. So I really commend you for keeping this on the forefront. We need to continue to work with our kids, and they are kids and children. And sometimes they have lots of social emotional issues that we need to address. And so far, I think we're doing a really good job.
So, as we presented in the board presentation of the goals that we've done, we've trained teachers, we've trained parents, we've trained students. As a matter of fact, we have a training on Friday for our high schools and a training again on Monday for our middle schools, and we are continuing to plan activities for next year. So we always have a strong program and having those kind of activities that encourage kids to interact with each other in a positive way. So we're already starting to work on that goal for next year at the end of this week and the beginning of next week.
Next item, I want to highlight the word goal on this one. Provide school resource officer. Edgewood High School provides community relationship support to all campuses. The board has done everything that I believe within your power to meet that goal. Staff has done everything within its power, I believe, to meet that goal as well. But I am not expecting us to meet that at the beginning of the school year at all. Expand communication tools with parents, such as the school loop.
This year, we had our secondary using School Loop as a communication tool. We're going to expand that to elementary next year so that that service will be available to parents as well as a K-12 website.
Okay. Next item, obviously, is 15-16, moving into 16-17. Increase suspension expulsion rates by 5% in all subgroups.
So this is the goal that gives us the measurement of how we're making progress with all these different intervention programs, Capturing Kids' Heart, anti-bullying, all of those should have an impact so that we will actually see an increase in the number of suspensions and expulsions.
This next one we went round and round a lot about is to, you know, do we really want to take this one on, percentage point here, percentage point there, board, it would be entirely up to you, but we've settled that if we can maintain a 97% attendance rate, we're continuing to do a pretty great job. We can always improve. I think my counsel would be resources. I mean, that's to initiate a attendance program is a program. I mean, there are lots of strategies out there, interventions to make a move on that, but was that going to take away from one of these others we described? Maybe not, but that's something that we wrestle with. Next area, creativity and innovation, my second favorite one. West Community High School District will identify, support, and refine distinguished programs in academics and the arts. First bullet point, create and implement a K-3 foundational reading program to increase the percent of students reading at grade level.
So, really excited. We had all of the teachers for the first time together. We had four reps from each elementary site, TOSTAs and principals all together. Monday.
It was.
Monday. And there was just so much energy in the room, I can't even tell you how great it was, and they're all 100% on board. The nice thing is that they talked to their school sites about it, they're excited about it, and right now we have a team of 8 TOSAs out assessing every child, K-1-2, using the Dibbles, the SIPs, and Lexia, so that when we start the school year, we'll actually have all those children will come in. And how great for those teachers. That second grade teacher is going to walk in that door and have all their data, and it's going to illuminate. So we're going to work with them so that the kids will be grouped, and we're going to hit the ground running for the start of the year. So very excited. We have 3 more days during the summer that these teachers have committed to, which, I don't know if you know, it's really not easy to get teachers to come in during the summer. Mm-hmm. It's a little different than when I was in school. Like, I always wanted to work. I needed the money. But for whatever reason, it's just a little harder. But they were so enthusiastic, so we're really excited about that.
Thank you. Progress towards authorization, middle years program, IB at Edgewood, K-6 through 10, and primary years IB at Cameron and Orangewood.
Well, we are progressing. We're quickly enrolling teachers in training as they need it and as we're hiring them. They are set to apply in October. Hopefully, we will hear before the end of the 16-17 school year.
Really excited about that. If we can hit that mark going into 17-18, that'll be a big deal. Mm-hmm. We will be the sole K-12 IB program. I would argue, because we're contiguous in the state, there are some that have 1 year and then 20 miles over here and 5 miles over here, but it'll be a very, very special thing for us. Mm-hmm. Continue the IB program expansion at Edgewood High School. I think that's going to happen regardless. The more kids you have in the program, obviously, it will matriculate up and we will have more kids involved in the program and see those numbers continue to rise. So that's one of those winners we like to put on as a goal. Establish enrollment baseline for AP Capstone program and Project Lead the Way at Western High School.
So, as you know, that the AP Capstone were the only school, Western High School, is the only school in the San Gabriel Valley to offer this very distinguished program. Students will take, start their first class next year, and then they will have a special recognition as far as their diploma and help them be more competitive when they apply for college. The Project Lead the Way is another engineering career pathway that students will be offering our first class in the pathway. And they will continue to take classes and make them more competitive as they again apply for college, and they will have that background in engineering.
Okay, thank you. Establish business and community partnerships. What I have found is that, you know, as I had my 6 months honeymoon here, I was able to go out and communicate with just about anybody and everybody, and one particular board member really filled my calendar with people to meet with. And what I found is they're all willing to help. They just don't know how. They just don't know. They don't know who to contact. They don't know what to offer. But what we're finding is that the more we actually sit down around the table and we tell them what we need, can you fill that void? That's our conversation. This is what we need. Can you fill that void? And things are really starting to move right now. We're going to continue to grow that and share that.
So we have our business and community partnerships. Our schools are also reaching out to business and communities to develop partnerships. But the main one at the district level is the Citrus Valley Hospital. We have our Caught Eating Healthy program that we're piloting at Orlando. And then we'll continue that next year. And the nutrition specialists will come in and present lessons. And we'll be involving the kids on how to eat healthy. Goes very well with Hearst Ranch. And
yeah. Great compliment.
Yeah, we found that even nutritionists that have a white smock on all of a sudden get a whole new level of respect for kids. And they say, you know, eat your carrots. They actually will, versus you know, one of us doing it hard.
And if they grow it, they'll eat them for sure.
Absolutely. Improve and increase articulation achievements with community colleges. This has been a little bit more of an uphill battle, but we are making progress, and we do recommend that we keep it.
So that's where our students would not only get high school credit, they would also receive college credit. And so we have a meeting actually scheduled for next week to meet with the Mount SAC dean and start looking at what, you know, which classes we would try to offer, and actually utilizing
on top of the original goals that were generated from my first conversations with you when I actually was hired in this district. So staff and I have sat down, and we basically, in a mission to continue to take the district to the next level, have set these goals in writing. However, you'll see a big five-letter word at the end, draft. And we can bring this back to you as many times as need be. However, the reason we're starting this early this year is because wheels have to be in motion, and we're already starting the planning. Like, for example, you've already agreed to fund the K-3 READ program, so some things we assumed will be a goal. I mean, you have to leave it at that, but it makes sense to match, you know, the vision of the district. So that's our report, and I say we are more than happy to make any changes or if necessary.
Questions?
I have one.
Ms. Shoemaker?
On the improve and increase articulation agreements with community colleges, it's not really a question, it's a recommendation to contact RLP, because we already have a lot of agreements, and they may be able to give you some insight into who to contact or what we may be able to partner up with them and piggyback on.
Any of you? Ms. Miranda Jimenez, please. So cool, I feel we're really on stage. Wow. Okay, I was comparing, thank you staff, because this is a lot of work to put together the goals and to figure out how to continue the growth that we have and still move forward in a very large way. I'm a firm believer that when it's on paper, then it gets funded and we stay focused. And so I was comparing the draft to some of the stuff from last year, mm-hmm. and many things we achieved, mm-hmm. like getting all the principals into a community service group, could maybe we have bullets in a different color that say maintain? Because again, if it's on paper, then God forbid anybody leave, y'all can't leave, or anything can happen, life steps in. And so if we don't have it on paper, mm-hmm. then there is nothing to refer to. And some of these things are very new in where we're changing the culture. And so for the other one was, I was going to suggest, since all of our kids are taking the PSAT, mm-hmm. we can say continue to fund the PSAT mm-hmm. or maintain PSAT at 90% or better. Because, again, if anybody leaves, then it's, well, we did that, we achieved it, and then it may potentially go by the wayside. Mm-hmm. So if it's on paper, we're going to fund it, we're going to stand behind it, we're going to make it a priority. The staff is going to be aware, and so that was some of them. Like I said, community participation, PSAT rate, PTA membership. That was huge mm-hmm. this year, and it was nowhere on here. So I put, together loosely, maintain PTA membership at 90% or better, or increase at each site by 10% if the 90% is not met. I think Orangewood met it. I think they're, they just went heads and shoulders above everybody else. And some of our larger schools like Edgewood and West Covina haven't hit as high a target right. as an elementary school. So a 10% increase would be actually very amazing for them. Mm-hmm. But for the other schools who have hit big targets, to maintain that. Mm-hmm. So again, I was trying to compare. Those were three that I caught that I didn't see a reflection back to what we had already achieved,
right.
which was amazing. The other thing that I struggled with, and again, I understand this is a draft, so I welcome the dialogue from my colleagues, our increase in the AP, A through G. I know that you say we have to go slow, and over time it adds up, but we've been going slow for so long, and I think Ms. Schumacher had brought this up before last year. And at the end of it, I constantly see kids' faces. They don't have time to wait. They don't have time. They're moving along, and we have the time to wait and see the long-term data. So I was suggesting increase the number of students passing the AP or IB exams by 5% rather than 2. Mm-hmm. I think we hit our goal, we'll know from this right. year. So, I mean, that's still not tremendous. It's 3% more. But we really need to, if the kids are taking the class, then we really need to get behind them because they don't have time to wait. The other thing is that
We are making Capstone, which is amazing. Nobody else has it, as we said, in the San Gabriel Valley. So, and I know West Covina is moving into Project Lead the Way and AP Capstone. So increasing the number of students taking it by, I'm happy to say 5% instead of 2 again. Again, it just we got to move up a little more. The 2s are just a little too small. I personally would love to say 20, but, you know, I don't think that I would get the support. Increase the number of ACT, SAT. We're already building the pipeline because we're funding it for the 9th graders, the 10th graders, and the 11th graders. So I don't think it's unreasonable to say to increase it by 10% because last year's juniors we funded. So they're already in that mindset. So that's my suggestion. A through G eligible, again, go from 2 to 5. You did a tremendous job going through the folders, and just with some minor tweaks, we really exceeded the mark. And so I'm excited to see what's going to be accomplished this year. Taking the AP and IB, I'd like to see that, like I said, let's jump that to 5. And I know that with that takes infrastructure, that takes teachers, that takes courses. But I don't know the enrollment rates in some of our classes. So maybe it's just getting the enrollment up in classes that already exist that are not as full. I know some are more popular than others, like AP English, mm-hmm. but maybe with Project Lead the Way, and we're pushing our students to go ahead and try calculus, maybe getting those numbers up. So those were my suggestions, was to just increase them just a little bit more, not tremendous. So that's my feedback, and I would love to hear from my colleagues.
Mr. Myers?
I have a couple of things. Again, first of all, thank you for the hard work. I'm sure much has to go into this after hours, and we definitely appreciate that. In academics, in a third box, the section on increased usage of data collection and assessment development tools such as Illuminate, I think I'd like to see a little more detail in terms of the usage. Are we talking about in all of the core content areas we want teachers to have, develop, you know, common assessments or interim assessments? What does it say for K-8? So maybe if we can really pinpoint the areas where we really expect to see an increased usage. And I would definitely, at the secondary level, focus on the core content for now. And then we can move on to the foreign languages and make that an emphasis, and the elective courses as the years go by. But I think, again, the more specific we can be there, I think it takes pressure off of certain people and just puts people on notice that, okay, your area is a high focus one, and we need to see you make some strides in this area. I would like to see, I'm not proposing any change to the language, but in terms of our RTI plan, the one that's already, the academic plan that's been, was created last year, I think implemented this year, if there's any way of getting a hold of that and seeing what that consists of, that'd be great. And lastly, I see what Eileen is saying, and I applaud her passion for our students and the growth. But to me, like, the percentages are somewhat inconsequential because I know that the teachers are just working for all their students to improve. They're not going to say, okay, I think I met that mark, I don't have to focus on the other ones. So I think that 2% rather than a 5 or a 10 is, somewhat psychological. We want to say we made the gains and we reached our goals. But whether it's 2, 5, 10, 20, I have faith that our teachers are working to service every student and help every student improve. So the numbers don't bother me too much. If anything, it might cause undue anxiety on teachers when they see that, well, 10%, that's a lot of my, a huge chunk of my kids, and I'm going to be kind of looked upon if I met that. So also thinking of the mindset of the teacher, want to keep their sanity. So just my thoughts on that there. But I get what you're saying.
I somewhat disagree with what Mr. Monterez was saying, because if we don't have the percentages there, then how are we going to allocate the funds? So if people aren't making it, we need to say, what can we do to support you? We know you're putting your best effort in.
Well, I didn't say no percentages.
Oh, no,
just
right.
That.
Yeah.
And I'm the kind of person that likes to measure something. And if I'm looking at it, I was circling things here I couldn't measure. Like decrease the number of students receiving D's and F's in the core content classes by 5%. And we know we don't have those numbers yet for this year, but we have a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a good idea early on. So we could have made adjustments even in the middle of the year,
mm-hmm.
if it looked like if students were failing. Let's start some more interventions. Let's start some after school. So I know you're saying we don't have the numbers, but we have to have a good idea if we've made it.
The semester numbers showed that we were meeting our goals. So if that were to continue, which we believe it will, then we will have met our goals at the end of second semester, and then those would then be matched up to that 5% for the following year.
Okay.
But I understand what you're saying, that when the alarms go off, that we're not hitting that goal, we need to restructure that. It almost put the baby, if I may, between all of you. I agree with the premise that teachers, they do it from the heart. This is what they want to do. It's not the teachers. I think this is where I'm going to fall on what you said, President Polis, is that that's staff's job to support, see where that support
right.
needs to go. And you just said that. So we set the goal. And if they're not meeting the goal, it's not a blame game. It's we don't have the design right to help them. And so if it's AP training, if their scores aren't moving high enough, what did we do wrong to not ensure that those scores go up to meet the percent, whatever the percent is? So again, I hear what we're doing, we're taking notes, and I hear all you. I'll be honest with you, Trustee Miranda Jimenez, we want to hit our goals.
Mm-hmm.
We do, and Trustee Menard said we want to be able to celebrate. Some of the principals came back with outlandish goals that staff had to say, "Ooh, that's great. You guys are all fired up. That's what we want. But let's keep it within the ballpark." So we're taking notes, and it, depending upon what we hear from the board, we'll come back with something different, and that hopefully can address all these concerns.
And then under expand advanced placement, that second section, it talks about it in the very last bullet, expand and ensure. Those are great words, but how do I measure that? So when I come back next year, I want to say, I hear when you were talking about what we've done to do that,
mm-hmm.
but how is that measurable, and is it making a difference for the students? So that's what I want to be able to see. So I want to know, because I'm saying it was our goal in general,
mm-hmm.
that we're the one. The buck stops here. If it's not happening, what haven't we done to have that? So if I can't measure it, I don't know if I've even met my goal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for me personally. And then on the last one, it's increase usage of data. Mr. Monterez had touched on that. It's one thing to increase the usage of it, and are we using it? So it's one thing, okay, we have these great programs. Let's make sure that we're actually using them in the classrooms, and it's making a difference for the students. Because we've been doing tracking since I've been on the board. But what came back is we weren't using that data to make changes to our programs. So I want to, it's not enough to use it.
You want effective usage.
Yes. It's like, okay, we've paid all of this money for these new programs.
Right.
And then how do you measure that? Okay, we're using it, but now we're actually using what we've learned from that to make changes to the classroom. And I don't know how, the way it's written, how I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, I know, when I looked at it, that's what I was hoping for. And then Dr. Henman was talking and had just sent out this excellent article today, and then it had all these little highlights, so I got lost in going to the mental health department and the supervisors to see what they were all doing on anti-bullying. And so it says, to continue that, can we expound on what we're doing, or is it enough just to continue that task force? Because I'm not...
Well, the intent is, once the human relations task force are set up, which was, you know, phase one.
Right.
Phase two, it starts growing within the school system. So that is something that would be part of that continuing process.
So it would be continue process. And implement, would be the word that would show that what
sure.
We've just started them up, and now we're going to really start implementing them.
Yeah.
And then I believe Ms. Jimenez, Miranda Jimenez, talked about and I'm sorry, this is so blurry. I have to look at this, and I can't
little
read
ones.
It. So, progress towards authorizing the middle school middle years at Edgewood K-6 primary years, and IB at EMA at the high school. The expansion. I would like to know if we're going to expand the IB program. What does that look like? Are we going to offer 5% more classes, 2% more classes? Mm-hmm. What does that expansion look like? So I could say, yes, we did it, or we didn't.
Yeah.
Because
measurable.
I don't really know what expand means.
Yeah,
I hope I understand.
Well, part of expansion would be more students taking it, but you raised a good point by saying, does that also mean more classes?
Right, and then I know originally when we implemented the IB program, we talked about students, because it's a small high school, being able to take classes online,
mm-hmm.
that so they could have more options available to them. And I know we hit a roadblock with that, but if that's something that could be explored, it would give our students more options. And that would be another way to expand, if there's only one student who wants to take a class that would be beneficial for their program.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that was our original dream, and it wasn't as easy as we thought it was going to be. And then the very last one was improve and increase. I'm sorry, this keeps going off. Improve and increase articulation agreements with community colleges. Ms. Miranda Jimenez, Ms. Shoemaker was saying that there was already some great memorandums of understanding through the IOP, and to look at those, and how are we going to measure that? I want to know if we're going to improve and increase these, how many do we have, and how many more do we want to have, and what does that improvement look like?
Mm-hmm.
Are they actually going to start, you know, in these agreements saying, we'll take so many of your students?
Right.
So we have a better handle on what that looks like, because it looks great in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But if a constituent came and asked me,
right.
How are you measuring that? I want to be able to tell them.
Right.
I just have one question.
Mr. Flowers.
On bullying, since we have a lot of things that are happening at the school here, when are we expecting to get a school resource officer at the school? Do you have an idea when?
I cannot give you even a guesstimate. Every time we ask the question, we're given hope. And then when we follow up on the question, we're told that three more officers have retired and they have to fill those first, and there's dissension.
Has Bell Hills gotten theirs?
I don't know the question, but
because
Daniels,
they're before us.
No.
They're,
yeah.
The
right.
chief wants to
yeah. right.
fulfill South Hills before
right.
Edgewood. So once South Hills gets theirs, then it looks better for us.
Yeah, we went as far as they actually interviewed peace officers. They selected who was that resource officer was going to be, but that was 10 months ago. So the best I can do, Trustee Flowers, is get a hold of Chief Faulkner, and I'll follow up with the board, and I will share you exactly what he tells me.
One more quick question. What is our current average ADA district-wide?
Dr. Koglund, current average ADA district-wide?
We have 97 as a goal here.
Oh, the ADA, oh, you mean the attendance
rate? The average daily attendance.
About 96 and a half, 97, yeah. Somewhere in there.
Are there any additional questions?
Well, we look forward, I think we've heard you. I don't think it's a big change. What I hear the board saying mostly is that you need to be able to respond to the question, what was the measurement and how did you measure it and were you able to meet the goal? So we'll do a lot of that cleanup. We'll jog these numbers a little bit, and we'll look forward to bringing back to you the second draft.
Since I wasn't looking at my clock, we were adjourning later than we thought we would. We're adjourning the study session at 6:42, and we're going to go into closed session.